Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand quiet. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Yahuwah. Yahuwah's
radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, Y-H-D-H, part number 8. Part name 8, who is bringing it? Voices of a True Israelite. Who is an angel? The Six Anointed Council, Voices of a True Israelite. That's what his name to first. So he says, well, in 1 Timothy 5:8, you're worse than an infidel if you don't teach your own first. So that's what we're about to see right here. We're not anti-anybody. We just pro first, Voices of a True Israelite, Six Anointed Council, because one thing about it, we know that we're going to watch the best of them out there, and they're strong at that strong, and we're making our moves. So, and we know one thing, once we get in order and able to take care of this man's business as it's written, Yahuwah will step in and show the next move. And we'll get the proceeds of it. So we're going to start on the international side and see who all join us. Remember, no class tomorrow. Back on that way is Wednesday. All right. All the spots are filled on the international side. You know, one thing, see radio. That's a great thing. And what's flashing out of New York? What's flashing out of New York? 11-112-174. 11-112-174. Well, fear. How many of you think it's all pro Voices of the True Israelite? Well, WCC 112174, I said all in or just all in? Well, I said all in out of 112174. I give it out to maybe 40 broadcasts, but let me think about that. You just stumped me with one. How many do I think is all in as Voices of a True Israelite? I mean, we got we plenty of listeners, but all in, I can't answer that. I mean, if I answer that, I'll be shooting from the hip. So give me a minute on that one, on how many is all in. You know when they all in, see, right? They'll speak the same thing. They've been thrown out, and they've been able to make their move, so I can't call that hand right now. I mean, it's all in. 112174, WCC said, how many is all pro Voices of the True Israelite? Can't answer that. One thing about me, I'm not going to answer something that might come back up, and it won't hold up. When we bring on Taylor to hold up, she can find the elder and bring him in. If he going to take a shot at that, he can. But those seers going to lay back off of that one. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Kills, Yahuwah beat you that same right.
And Yahuwah bless you, seer as well as seer royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Well, hallelujah, WCC asks how many is all pro that I think is all pro So if you want to take a shot at that poet, Bosses of a True Israelite, 195 international countries, got a representative in, 112174 is flashing. So if you want to take a shot at it, a pass, that's up to you. So we'll turn over you and take your time and bring your A game. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Once again, it looks like we have another good turnout. 112,174 listeners came to hear the words of Yahweh. And they want to know how many is pro-Israel, a pro-Israelite? Well,
yeah.
That's a good question. Well, one thing you can answer for sure, asking a question like that, you can include yourself. So you could say at that particular point, I'm sure myself. So you could count one. But when anyone else steps up to the plate, that's another player on the same accord. But for now, we can count one. So at this particular time, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. And we think that maybe if others step up to the plate, we can welcome and thank them too. Because we're open to you live and coming to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And people ask, how can you get that many subjects out of one book? Well, each time you pick up the word of Yahweh and you learn how to connect the books, it seems like you're reading a different subject each time. That's why we have so many listeners, because we bring a lot out of this book, including your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. And you found that which you have sought now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under the lion, a big lion, you're going to see some choices. One's going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. According to Bible scriptures, Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. This is for the note takers. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first you can email us at is tribe. That's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with the offline line. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking them, look for the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program you are late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note. Also, during a normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously broadcasting on Paltalk, where the sound is crystal clear and smooth. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the on-table topics that we're talking about will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk happens to end before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember this, when you're keeping the scriptures in mind, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So at this point, I would say it probably be a good thing to keep your Bibles open so we can get this learning process in order. I'll turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, well, the learning process starts once you open up exactly and set the stage. That's when the learning process starts, because you make a final statement, and that's a good thing. And let me swing out there around Detroit, Michigan. Brother Yahuwah Israel, pull up that, now I need that 12 through 20 in this lesson. That 12 through 20 out of the seven circle of Quran, 12 through 20. Now I need that along with 45 through 47. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to tighten up a few things in that. So that seven circle Quran by Noble Drew Ali, we want to hear a little bit of that 12 through 20, then 45 down to verse 47. And while you peeping for all that, Detroit said, "I got something." I don't know if this day Detroit got something. So that's what it's all about, see. Lord, we love to hear when one of the six anointed camps say, I got something. So that's good, great. That's great talk. That's right around Detroit, Michigan. See, Sister Princess, our only Israel. See, she got something. She gonna put it off another time. We'll find out in a minute. When you meet your sister out of Detroit, Michigan, Camp 4, Sister Iola, Israel, Princess, Tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Yahuwah be there, Seer Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah.
All right. Seer Israel. Oh, Seer Israel. We don't know. This national artist, I see you flashing that you got something. Do you have something for this broadcast, or you want to wait a little bit later? What you want to tell this national audience about what you're working with there? Come on.
Oh, I got something, but I'm going to do it toward the end of the week.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Okay. No problem with that. We'll get it at the end of the week. That's what it's all about. Princess Aul Israel, Selma Brev, I got something, and I will put it out there at the end of the week, and that's a great thing. You know, I look forward to for women out of the 6 and 9 camp, say, I got some. Step to the plate. Got some. Step to the plate. You know, just like the mothers, they got in the broadcast. They got something to tell you. You got ear to ear. It's up to you to receive the wisdom that they bring to the table. So we're going to find Brother Yahdai Israel, and we're going to meet our brother. And same token, we're going to be looking for some, we're going to be opening up in 12 through 20 and 47 through 50 of Noah's Jewelry, 64 pages. We're going to take a look at some of that stuff, but we're going to first meet our brother. Well, now, boys, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Y'all quite busy there, see, Royal.
Well, bless you, see, Israel. See, Royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Brought that, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're just going to get something going on, and we might get all the help we can get. And we do want to identify a lot of things that we need to know. And this series is going to be a long series, I can tell you now. Because we're going to bring out some information once you do the research. And it'll be a lot of books we're going to bring out. And a lot of these books will start where now you can, you know, it's off of my notes. Grab these books and start putting this thing together. And guess what? We can activate up some Yahweh sooner than you think. Because once he starts seeing that you can identify the smoking gun or the big elephant coming down the main street in your kitchen right away, then you won't be fumbling around. See, when you all fumbling around, can't figure nothing out of skinning and grinning or and you're like a sewing machine skipping, if you skipping, that garment ain't gonna be right. But if you run that thing straight across, then you won't stop. So we're gonna try to identify and get you on your feet where you can really identify what's going on through the pages of the book. Then, and I can tell you up top, Yahweh may pray, I will intervene once we in order. What kind of order? What's written in the Bible. That's the key. The order is what's written that we all can read together. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel, let's get something going on. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 read. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. So before we read what my nine says, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good. But drop me some Psalms 83, 13 to 18 on the table first. He said, I know you already don't say it, what you want to put on the table, what your mind say. But I tell you one thing, but what about my mind that supersedes your mind? So we're going to see what's going on in Psalms 83, 13 down to verse 18. Let's see what that's talking about, Brother Yahdai Israel. But I still got my mind on my mind. But like I said again, I can make adjustments anytime. Because my mind, you know, don't worry about my mind. My mind might go any kind of way. I might be a little grumpy one day. But one thing I know gonna stand is the word of Yahweh. So we open up in tape number 8 in Psalms 83, 13 through 18. What that say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Psalms, chapter 83, verse number 13 through 18 reads. Book of Psalms, chapter 83. Book of Psalms, chapter 83, verse number 13. Psalms 83, verse 13. Omayakwa, make them like a wheel as a stubble before the wind. 14. The fire burneth of wood, and as the flame setteth, the mouth is on fire. Verse 15. So persecute them with thy temper, and make them afraid with thy storm. Verse 16. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Yahuwah. Verse 17. Let them be confounded in trouble forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish. Verse 18. That men may know that thou whose name alone is Yahuwah, the living word is Jehovah, of the Most High over all the earth.
His name is alone, YHWH. So that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching, see, Rayan. So anytime anyone comes before you, see, Rayan, whatever it is, he said, fill their faces with shame if they don't speak your name. So, see, Rayan, you got to understand one thing. I don't care how good the message is. The mental spirit told David, fill, to do what with their face again, Brother Yahdai Israel. I don't want to mess around and quote it wrong. What he said, if you don't have the name, do what with them if they not talking the name? See, a lot of them can talk a lot of good stuff there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And that's what this series is all about. You know, we have been put to shame on every front because we forsook 1000 B.C. when David, the mental spirit, was working with him. And he told him to do what? If the name ain't right, do what with it? Then let's read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel. If you don't use the name, what he said do, the mental spirit told David, and David wrote to any of those that carry his word, to do what again? What verse is that?
The book of Psalm 83, verse 16. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Yahuwah.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
Okay, YHWH got in the kind of, you know, substitute like anything to go with it. In verse 18, do that YHWH. Do it stands by himself, or you can kind of shorten it out or long it out according to the mental spirit in verse 18. Exactly what is the mental spirit telling David in verse 18?
Verse 18. That men may know that thou whose name alone is Yahuwah, the little word Jehovah, by the Most High over all the earth.
Ain't that something? You mean if anybody stands before you or your loved one, he says they not using the name YHWH, you supposed to fill their faces with shame that they may speak, that seek thy name, O-Y-H-W-H. Then he said in verse 18, that men may know thou, you, whose name alone is Y-H-W-H, are the Most High over all the earth. Now, you know, if we really understood what that was saying, and then you turn and when I say no, or you go to these organizations, they would never read that scripture right there, because his name alone is YHW. No problem. Hey, Brother Yahdai, you remember the article we had back in the days? We had where it says, we know you keep up with good records and good notes. Then we had the YHWH that said comparable to zero. You remember that article we had? You know, just in there. We got it. What comparison? It says zero. Do you remember that article, Brother Yahdai Israel?
No, not right off hands yet. No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's an article we used to always bring it out there, too. let you know that compares to, I remember the brother used to read it. What's that brother's name? Tariah. He'd love to get a shot at that one. So, but like I said, again, you know, we're going to see if we find that paperwork on that name. It's zero comparison to the four letters. So if you're not using the four letters, then there's no need to bring the message before the voices of the true Israelite, because if you don't have the four letters stands alone. It ain't no substitute with it. And we just got through reading it right there. And what he says in 9:16 behind it, that four-letter name. Exodus 9:16. What do we say about the 9:16? Because we're going to find out later that, you know, Noble Drew Ali had plenty of dreams on what Allah told him. But see, then and there, if we understand that this right here before you was born, and he's telling the people of the book, only name I want to hear come out your mouth is the four letters, YHWH. And that'd be tough. But wait a minute. I got to put a rat out of the head on that boat. Who's saying all that? Let's go to the book, Acts chapter 2. And that big topic there, Steve, that big topic there. So in a bound to D.C., who was telling, who was saying all of that, what we read, that the name YHW is a long name by himself? Who said that when we precept that to the book of Acts chapter 2 and look at verse 25? When David made that statement, who was he talking about? 225.
The book of Acts 2, verse 25. When David speaking concerning him, for I foresaw Yahweh always for my face. He is on my right hand, that I should not be moved.
He was speaking concerning him. So he was talking about the one on David's right hand. The right hand of David, that means the order of Yahweh. So he was talking about Yahweh's son there. That's what he was talking about. And I got to put a rabbit out of here behind that. But I got to go ahead. Because the religious leaders cornered him. They cornered him once in the book there, Brother Yahweh. They cornered him. And they asked him a couple of questions about the chain or something. If you can help me out. They crowd the brother, you know. They crowd him for a minute. And then he responds to them after they bumped their gums. He let them bump their gums. Then what he did, he responded to them. And he made a profound statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So let's see if we read when the religious leaders crowded him and he let them bump their gums. And then once they stopped bumping their gums, he made a profound statement. Can you hear me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel, on what was going on in that conversation? But he let him get on out there. So you want to take a shot at that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yeah, I'd take a shot, yeah.
Hallelujah. Take a shot at that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
I'm looking at Mark chapter 12, starting at verse number 34. Well, okay. Yahweh the Son of Saul. But he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of Yahweh. And no man after that doth ask him any question. Verse 35, Yahweh the Son answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how shall they describe that Yahweh the Son is the son of David? 36, for David himself said by the righteous spirit, Yahweh said to my Yahweh, sit thou on my right hand. Shall make your enemy your footstool. Verse 37. David therefore himself called him Yahweh. And whence is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. Verse 38. He said unto them in his teaching, beware the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, love salutation in the marketplace.
And they said something else there, Brother Yahshua Israel. And from that point on, they zip their lip up. What verse is that? And from that point on, they zip their lip up when they seen him coming. They ain't asking nothing else behind that. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Steve Ray. You have to make them come clean. You got to make them zip their lip. If you're going to put that name on the table, just zip your lip. Because we got evidence showing you soundly that if you ain't going to complete what you're talking about with the name, then you might as well zip your lip. Now, what verse is that, Brother Yahshua Israel? Let's see if when they heard all that good stuff, they ain't said nothing else to him after that point. Come on.
The book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 35. Yahweh the Son answered and said while he taught in the temple, I say the stride, Yahweh the Son is the son of David. David himself said by the righteous spirit, Yahweh said to my Yahweh, sit thou at my right hand, till I make thy enemy thy footstool. Verse 37, David himself called him Yahweh. Was is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. And he said unto them and his teachers, Beware of the scribes who love to go in long clothing and love salutation in the marketplace. I don't see it in Mark. I see it in Matthew, though.
Yeah. So we know that once he got to taking care of his business, they zipped the lip from that point on, and that's what it's all about. So in the 22nd chapter, verse 46, there, Brother Yahshua Israel, he asked him a question in 45. In Matthew 22, verse 45, he asked him a question. And once he put them to shame, let's see, this is a response that the voices of a true Israelite gives all over the world. And that's why you got to have that name before you. And anybody going to stand before you, if you got some conversation, then where the name at? Where the name at? Look what happened when he said in 22 of Matthew, verse 45 and verse 46. Listen to this kind of conversation. What did he say there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Look at Matthew 22, verse 45 and verse 46 read. Matthew 22, verse 45. If David didn't call him Yahweh, how is he his son? Verse 46. And no man was able to answer him a word. Is that any man from that day forth ask him any more questions?
David called him YHWH. So that's why he say his name alone is YHWH. So when you sitting there around the loved ones in a grouping and all them names come out, then you say, well, do you believe that thing written in the book of Psalms? And they say, yeah, I believe what David said. Yeah, David, first king of Israel. What David say, his name alone is YHWH. On the left side of the book and the right side of the book. David called him by the four letters. Are you greater than David? Historical documents, facts, when you see the word L-O-R-D-G-O-D, tell me what do historical documents, facts say there, Brother Yahshua Israel? What can we read that historical documents, facts will back up what we saying, historical documents, facts on the name, YHWH? They'll tell you something. What they'll tell you, Brother Yahshua Israel? Brother Yahshua Israel, what would they tell you when you see that name the way you see it in English? What do the records say, historical documents, facts? So when you see the name that you're looking at right there, currently, you're supposed to have a spiritual mindset to see what word. What is that, Brother Yahshua Israel, that we can read? Where is Brother Yagdai Israel? Is he there, WCC? You're on the clock, Brother Yagdai Israel.
Yeah, I'm looking at a historical document entitled Four Letters, YHWH, and it reads, one thing that is clear is that the name is not the Lord. This title is substituted for the name. Almost 7,000 times the most English translation of the Shemitic scriptures, including where Hebrew. In other words, YHWH is removed 7,000 times. The Lord is added 7,000 times. This manipulation, no matter how well intended, has the clear desire of Yahweh for his people to call on his name.
His peoples will call on his name. Today is a death day right here. His peoples will call on his name. And how far he want his name for his people to call on his name according to 9:16 of the heavenly tablets called the first five books. How far do he want it to reach? And you want to reach past your backyard? Let's see what he got written in 9:16 of Exodus, how far he want that name to reach. Come on.
Book of Exodus chapter 9, verse number 16 reads. Book of Exodus chapter 9, verse number 16. And in very deed, for this call have I raised you up, for to show you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
He wants the name of YHWH throughout all earth. That's the key. That's why we got to get there. So if it's a ministry you need to support, is this ministry. So this ministry, you know, we got to go 10 toes down on the places that we need to get to. And we can't be riding no donkeys. We got to ride that old airplane and fly some places down, you know, and back. So one thing about it, if you're about Yahweh's business, land, school, banquet hall, let's get busy in Yahweh's business, because we got to take the name, YHWH, to those that got an ear to hear the name. But I got a question on the table. Don't call our name out here. What? Okay, we understand we're supposed to eat. But can you tell me something that besides fish that we can eat? Okay, we eating fish and it's good. But is there anything else that we can eat besides fish for me? Yes. Let's see, can we, I ain't gonna call you out, big dignitaries. We'll take a look at 2 Kings, see if there's anything else that you can eat that you are, kind of going to change the pace on just eating fish all the time with my meal, which I know is very healthy for me, let me say. But can we make a little alteration every now and then? Yes, you can. And let's see, can we find out what we can make a little alteration that we can read? Well, let's go on to 1 Kings chapter 8 there, somewhere down there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see, can we give you something that you can, you know, pick up on the way and tell a sweet one, you know, pull it out of the freezer and put a little of that down there every now and then. Let's see, can we read a little something that we can eat besides fish all the time? Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 8. And we're going to see if Solomon, wise man of the world, what all that Solomon put on the table there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Solomon says in 1 Kings, he was talking about, you know, this great congregation in verse 65. And let's see what the great congregation was, you know, they were smacking the gong real good. Let's see what he said in verse 61 and 62. Let's see what we're working with there, 61 and 62. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 61 and 62. Let's talk about it, Brother Yahdai Israel.
First book of Kings, chapter 8, verse 61, verse 62 read. First book of Kings, that your mind therefore be perfect with Yahweh, walk in his statutes, and to keep his Torah instructions as at this day. Verse 62. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before Yahweh. Verse 63. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offering, which he offered unto Yahweh, 220,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all Israel dedicated the temple of Yahweh.
So the meat you can eat, besides fish, you can eat ox, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. You know, one of them oxtails called, you know, they cost about $10 a pound. You see what they do? They said, oh, no, you don't eat too much of that. Oxtails, but listen, good ox, that's good meat. Good ox, you eat ox, you can eat buffalo, drop the meats now, but you know, you got to season real good in that water, get the garbage up out of it. Ox, go, and now we'll back up and see, Abraham, he was going to put a meal together for Yahweh and the members of spirit. So now you know you want to find out what's going on now. Let's find out what's going on in Abba County Neal that Abraham, you know, he going to prepare a meal for Yahweh the Son and two members of spirit. Let's find out what they are putting together. 18 chapter verse 5. And I'll take it down to verse 17. Let's find out, man. I'll take it down to verse 17. It's good enough. Let's find out what's going on. Now, remember, this now, Abraham going to pair a meal for Yahweh the Son and two of his members of spirit. We're going to find out about this meal right here. What's this meal talking about that he getting ready to sit down with, and they're going to bump their gums on a good meal in verse 5 down 15 to 17. Is that what I want? No. Yeah. Verse 5 through 7. I'm thinking that, brother. Yeah, he's verse 5 through 7. What are we worried about? No, read verse 6. Let's get it. Let's not forget it. 5 through 7, good enough. Genesis chapter 18, 5 through 7 says what?
Book of Genesis chapter 18, verse number 5 through 7. Book of Genesis 18, verse 5. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort you your mat. After that you shall pass on. Therefore you come to your servant. They said, so do, as thou hast said. Verse 6. Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measure of fine meal. Knead it, and make cake upon the heat. Verse number 7. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man. And he hasted to dress it.
Read another verse. What happened? No verse.
Verse number 8. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat.
Hey, can you imagine that? Now, this calf, he's talking about a goat. You know, that's a goat they're talking about. You know, first day, he's talking about calf. He's talking about old cow. Now that's a cow is artificial kick. See, right? Man made that and that chicken. So now you can trade man making that. So Yahweh, when he left that man, put on a cake. So man made that cow. Man crossbreed and made a cow. And man crossbreed that chicken. So anytime you eat chicken and cow, that's a crossbreed of something that man put together himself. With his wicked self. So, you know, Yahweh wasn't eating nothing that man put together. That calf means that's a goat. We got that old goat and look tender, nice tender goat. Fetch that old goat up and they sit up on the tree and they just smack their gums all the way. And you know what else they had with them? You know, they would eat something else with it too. 11 verse 5. So just take out the fish and put it in this right here. So you ain't got all the way out fish. You got goat, cow, goat, lamb, you got an ox, and buffalo. You know, I mean, I had a little while ago a good old buffalo sandwich.
That was real good. I had it quite a long time, too.
A buffalo sandwich, that's good. Now, that's another thing. You know, every now and then, you're going to make the old seer happy every now. You know, find an old buffalo sandwich every now and then, you know. Let the old seer know about it and let him feel it every now and then. So, buffalo, you know, the buffalo, the one that came and just messed all up, but there's plenty of buffalo out there. See, one thing about it, every species that was back then and still now, I don't care how many that Esau the spy son put that pistol on, they stay here. Buffalo meat, cooked meat. Goat meat, cooked meat. Ox, good. And sheep. And lamb. So now you got five pieces of good meat to add, but you can't get past that hog, huh? You can't get past that hog. And I just gave you five to that one hog. You know, five good pieces of meat to eat. See what Yahuwah the Son was doing? Yahuwah the two, Minister Spear and Abram. They'll sit up on the tree, just ran back up on the tree, eating goat meat. And what else with that goat meat in 11 verse 5 there, Brother Yahdai? What else they had in 11 verse 5 of Numbers with that goat meat?
Look at Numbers chapter 11, verse 5. We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melon, and the leek, the onion, and the garlic.
Yeah. For that fish, you got five meats to interchange that fish with. Five meats. So they remember the goat, too. They remember the sheep. They remember the ox. See that thing right here? So there you got five meats that you can eat. Then you got all the other ingredients around. See, let me tell you something. If you want to live out in this wicked body we're in now called animal flesh, you have to be able to tell that better have exactly what you want to be put on the table for you. You want to be around as long as you can in this old wicked body we in called animal flesh. But listen, you got five, the six meats we just got through naming. And with them, it always supposed to be some, 1 verse 30. What's supposed to be with it in Genesis 1 verse 30? See, understand something. In 1 verse 30, see, the reason why we get up out of here, he's sick, he's down, he ain't no count, he can't even go to work no more. Well, look what you've been doing for the last 20, 30 years. You didn't push him to the fishing on the Catholic and tell him to straighten him up so he can come back and straighten you out. To do the same thing, Abram did. See what Abram did? So he said, what did he tell us? Now, let's come back again to what he told us is better half. See, this is what he said to his better half in verse 6. Come back to 18, verse 6. Now, see, if you're going to follow Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, this is how you're supposed to talk. This is how you're supposed to talk right here in 18 chapter verse 6. Let's see how you're supposed to talk. What does it say in verse 6?
Look at Genesis chapter 18, verse number 6 reads, and Abraham hasted into the tent of the servant and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cake upon the head.
I hate that. You see how you're supposed to talk? I mean, when are you going to talk some Bible? That's how you're supposed to talk. Huh? Make haste. Get something going on up in there. There it is right now. There it is right there. You see Abraham? That's the first father. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You see what he told?
And what did she call in behind that good talking? Let's see what she said. Let's see that you call him. BAN just called me. Let's see what she said behind that kind of good talk. See, we're going to see. When you talk right, what kind of response you're supposed to get. But you're supposed to get it all out the Bible. We're going to see exactly when he told her to do that. Let's see what she said behind it that we can read. Now, hear what I said? That we can read. Let's see what we can read that she said when he told her that. That we can read. Now, what verse I'm looking for, Brother Yahshua Israel? I'm looking for a verse, what she said, that we can read. How about verse number 13? 13. Just take it down to what name she called it. In the
book of Genesis.
Chapter, verse 13. All I want is the part of what name she called him when he told her to, and Abram hasted into the tent where Sarah was at and said, make haste quickly and get busy in that kitchen. I got guesses here. Let's see what she said and what did she call him. I'm looking for, and stop down at the name she called him. Let's see, did she call him a B-A-N behind that? What name are you working with, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse number 12 reads, "If for Sarah laughed within herself, saying, at the time wax old, shall I have pleasure by Yahshua being old also."
She called him Yahshua. So you see right here. See, once we come back to this Bible, you're going to see Yahweh intervene. When he told her, go get something going on and all the good stuff going to happen, she said, my Yahweh. And see, that's what you're looking for, see right here. See, you're looking for one thing about it. You know you out in animal flesh, but you got to get the respect of the Bible, which you better have. She's supposed to dress you like your grandmother addressed him. Yahweh, my Yahweh. That's the way you got to be. See, you got to eat this rose seed, all of it. You can't go, well, you know, that's the part I don't like with devil. What you mean the part you don't like? All of it goes. See, ain't nothing changed. All the way over here to the right side of the book, ain't nothing changed. Of course, the chief figure nation of Israel, you know, he pulled that verse. He was telling the children of Southern Kingdom, you know, the respect level, that I don't hear it the way it's supposed to be. But you got to take a page out of your grandmother's book. You talking bloodline talk. So now we know when you're ready, because when we see that respect level kick up to this kind of way in 1 Peter chapter 3. Now, Peter was addressing the great big Southern Kingdom, the audience in the Southern Kingdom. And he reflected back what happened in Genesis chapter 18. And look what he says in 3 verse 6. So he's reflecting back what's going on way back there in Genesis when Yahweh the Son and two members of the Spirit came and he's good up, woman, gonna get something going on. And she said, yes, my Yahweh. Now he's gonna bring this to the table right now on what happened way back there on the left side of the book. And now you got somebody sitting around you, talking about, well, that's the left, that's done away with. What you mean it's done away with? Peter get ready to talk now. What did Peter say in 1 verse number 6? 3:6.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6 reads, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Yahweh.
That's good enough. She obeyed. She obeyed, see, right? See, when your better half tell you something, why don't you just obey? Just obey. And that's why we teach you about what to look for in a relationship before you get off into one. If you know, if you young or whatever in between, and you're coming for the six and on the count, we'll give you the rules and regulations. What got to kick in is an obey. Now we line up with the book of Yahweh, and now when that obey is on the table, then Yahweh will be intervening. Then he'll tell you, when I see obeying going on, and what did Yahweh say behind that? That we can read. Let's see what he said about some obeying going on. And let's look at verse number. Let's see what we can get. Verse 12. Now, once we got some obeying going on, look what's written in verse 12.
Book of 1 Peter 3, verse number 12. For the eye of Yahweh over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil.
Now, doing evil, you don't follow the rules and regulations of the Bible. That's when you're doing evil. So listen, you're doing evil. You're not following the obey rule. You got to follow the obey rule. And that will read. The obey rule. Now, once you do that, your prayers will not be hindered. So, at the get-go, Torah 7, verse 26, it got to be a 7. See, this is only work if it's understood from the jump street. Torah 7, 26.
The book of Torah. Chapter 7, verse number 26 reads, Book of Sirach 7, verse number 26. Have thou a wife after your man, forsake her not. Give not yourself over to a light woman.
You know what a light woman, you know what it means, our definition of a light woman? When you tell her to obey, and then she got to come back. That's a light woman. When you tell her this is how we going to eat and this is how we going to dress, when she obey, then you know you got, then you don't forsake her. Then you let that with her. You make sure you there, open that door and everything else, everything. You there and she going to become this kind of woman. When all that is in place, now your duty is to make sure she, that you treat her just like this right here in Deuteronomy. Once that obey is on the table, this is your obligation that we can read. Remember, all that we can read. So you don't put nothing on the table on guesswork. In the 28th chapter, it tells you exactly how you got the role. In the 28th chapter. And let's see what's going on here. See, this is your duty once she obeys. This is your duty that we can read. We go on to the 28th chapter. And see exactly how you supposed to treat them. We're going to 28 chapter, and we're going to look at verse number 41. What I want, 41. Deuteronomy 28, what I want, what I'm looking for, that brother Yahdai Israel, I'm looking for verse number, give me enough to read, give me enough to work with, and 56. All I need is a whole line. That's all I need. Whole line. Tenderness. Stop down there with tenderness. That's it. Tenderness. It's 28:56. It's supposed to be going on, see, right? What did it read?
Book of Deuteronomy 28. The tender and delicate woman among you, which will not venture to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness.
Hey, that's something. Now you're working with something. Now you're working with something. See, right? So you see, whatever she do, you both be like a mat to that. If you got you a obey woman, and you know what she obeying is the Torah instruction, then that's how you both treat her right there. Right there. Because we got all that together, y'all welcome to the end of being. And that's enough of that. So well, I don't know where that come from, but that's how it came out. The name is important, and relationships is important, but that's how it got to be. The first thing you got to do, you must have a obeying woman, and she got to have a mind after your mind, but your mind got to be on the Torah instruction. And that's how you go to treat them, just like this, a tender woman. Tender woman, but the foot, hit some concrete, go find some, put it up on that concrete, but she can walk on that. All right, I got another question on table before we get to that article. Now, there's another question on table. Seer, now, we don't understand this Genesis chapter 9, verse number 25 through 29. Another big organization said, we kind of stuck with that. Were you stuck with that? Let's see what they're talking about, Brother Yahshua Israel. Let's go to Genesis chapter 9 and see what they're talking about. Then we're going to get to what we're looking for. We're going to Genesis chapter 9 and see what is the problem that this big organization is stuck with in verse 25 through 29. Let's find out. I ain't going to call you out. Genesis 9, 25 through 29. Let's see what's going on here.
Book of Genesis chapter 9, number 25 through 29 reads. Book of Genesis chapter 9, verse 25. He said, cursed be Cain, a servant of servants shall he be at the end of brothers. Verse 26. He said, blessed be the Yahweh Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Verse 27. Yahweh shall enlarge Japheth. He shall dwell in the tent of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Verse 28. Noah lived after the flood 350 years. Verse 29. Now the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.
So he said, cursed be Canaan. So now, why did he curse Canaan? Why did he do so? Then you got to precept your Bible, see, well, that's all. See, remember Yahweh got written in 46, 9 through 11? See, he already know what you're going to do. He know what you're going to do before you do it. So he got it written in the 46 chapter 9 through 11 up front, what he's working with concerning you. What are you working with in Isaiah 46, 9 through 11?
Book of Isaiah 46, verse number 9 through 11 read. Book of Isaiah 46, verse number 9. Remember the former days of old, for I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I'm Yahweh, and there is none like me. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse number 11, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that execute my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it.
Mm-hmm. No, I ain't forgot about that that full course meal. I gave you that full course meal already. So we might teach you that too. I don't know. We're not gonna read it, but you gotta go to Genesis 1 verse 30 and find out the kind of herbs that you eat is green herbs. With them 5 or 6 pieces of meat that you had, remember any meat that got blood in it. You boil it, get the garbage out of the meat. And keep one thing about it, and one thing about it in Leviticus, it makes it plain what he said in the Heavenly Tablets in Leviticus. He said something now, don't let me call you out, Big Digging Terror Camp. He said something that in 3 verse 17 of Leviticus. This what he told Moses to tell the children of Israel. He said, this what you, in 3:17. What did he say in 3:17?
Book of Leviticus 3, verse number 17 reads. Book of Leviticus chapter 3, verse 17. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generation that all your dwellers, that you eat neither fat nor blood.
So that means you got to listen. You got to sit the better head down. So look here. You see that meat got all that fat on it. You trim after you soak it down where it's easy for you. Because I don't want you to do nothing kind of take away that devil's see of you. Get the fat where just by you just take your finger, just push it and jump off. That's why you soak that meat real good. And get to that fat be ready, it's ready to come off. and you trim that, you just trim that fat off of your Yahuwah, and then you got the one verse there, you got all that green, food with all them six pieces of different types of meat with the fish, and then you got but make sure you Ezekiel 44. Make sure you do this now. Ezekiel 44, you know, I know, but he answered that question too. How long you do what you do, he'll tell you exactly what to do. See, Yahuwah is a dictator. There's no need of guessing about what he on. He got it written what he on. That's why I tell you real plainly in 32 verse 7. You got to be a 32 verse 7. Deuteronomy. What is a 32 verse 7 at, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 7 reads. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 7. Remember the days of old, consider the years, many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
So don't be bumming around trying to figure out what should I do. No, you go ask the elders, and your fathers go ask the elders, make sure you're on point on what you're supposed to do. Don't sit there and you're going to try to figure out nothing. Because you figure out something, you're going to figure out wrong every time. Just go to anointed leadership and see exactly what you got to do. You got to be a provider for the family. And you got to be straight, as thus says Yahuwah. You got to be a provider for the family. No question about it. Now, you're going to tell her what, now look here. This is what I'll get in there and get something going on, partner. And I want you to be a 44 verse 5. A 44 verse 5. Let me see what I want. I want 44 verse 5 only. Let's see. We look at 44 verse 5. We're gonna beat it real good. It's just good enough. 44 verse 5 is it. You come to the seer. You can see now, you go find them elders, and elders are going to find the fathers and get them on point. Let's see what he's working with in 44 verse number. I'm missing a verse somewhere. I'm missing something. I'm looking for a word called choice. I'm looking for a choice conversation that Brother Yahdai Israel. You see where it says anywhere now? Choice. I'm looking for a word called choice. You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right, give me that word called choice. See, you just don't do anything. Make sure everything you do has got some choice on it. Let's talk about that choice there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
Look at Ezekiel chapter 24, verse number 3. Ezekiel 24, verse 3 reads, and utter a parable unto the rebellious family, and say unto them, the say of Yahuwah, sit on a pot, set it on, and also pour water into it. Verse 4, gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the fat, the show, fill it with the choicest bones. Verse 5, take the choice of the flock and burn also the bones under it and make it boil well. Let them see the bones of it therein.
Take that stuff. So you see, that's how you do. So you want to know how long you prepare the meal for the family? Boil well. Make sure the meat they're getting ready to eat, you know, you just take the meat and just stuff it. It'll jump off that bone. Well, how long should I put that meat in there when, if I dump it, it'll jump off that bone. Now, you're working with something. If you get his eyes right like that, you know, he's going to say, hey, you know, behind this mirror here, you know, some furniture is getting ready to move behind this, and you know it. Don't. Well, yeah, I know. I'm going to tell the baby's gone. Y'all go to sleep early. That's right. See, right, all we got to do is do right. But do right what kind of way? According to the Bible. If we just let the Bible do the dictating, the way Yahuwah said dictated, We all going to be fine. If we don't have all these troubles we having, we know what to do, how to do it, because we're going to make sure we ask the elders. The elders is the one that have the answer. They'll tell the father, this is what you do. This is what you do. And you go back and you do it. That's the end of it. You got that spirit? Watch how Yahweh kick in. Now, so we in this book of Genesis, we find out why did he curse Canaan? Because he called the end from the beginning. This is the Almighty, because he already knew something about Canaan in Julius chapter 10. This is the reason it happens, so you got to preach up your Bible. The reason that cursed be Canaan is what he said. Because he know Canaan going to be slick even to this day. Julius chapter 10, his father going to look him eyeball to eyeball along with his brothers. And let's see what he said in verse 28. Read down a little bit and tell him exactly what's going to happen. Because maybe Wednesday we're going to read that the Canaanites today got a word for this brother. They call this guy something, but we ain't going to get off in that for time's sake. Let's see what happened over in Julius chapter 10. Verse 28, what happened? Let's read down a little bit. Take it on down about 30-something down there until we can get down out what's going to happen to these people. Come on.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse number 28 reads, Canaan illegally take land. Verse 28, Ham and his son went into the land which he was to occupy, which he acquired as his portion in the land of the south. Verse 29, Canaan saw the land of Lebanon to the river of Egypt. It was very good. He went not into the land of his inheritance to the west. It is to the sea. He dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward, westward, from the border of Jordan, from the border of the sea. Verse 30, Ham his father, Cush, Mizraim his brother, said unto him, you have settled in a land which is not yours, and which did not fall to us by lot. Do not do so, for if you do so, you and your family will fall in the land and be accursed through sedition. For by sedition you have settled, and by sedition will your family fall, and you shall be rooted out forever. Verse 31, dwell not in the dwelling of Shem, for to Shem and his son did it come by their lot. Verse 32, cursed are you, and cursed shall thou be beyond all the sons of Noah. By the curse by which you bound ourselves by an oath in the presence of the righteous judge and in the presence of Noah, our father. But he did not hearken unto them and dwell in the land of Lebanon from Hamath to the end of Egypt, he and his family until this day. And for this reason, that land is named Canaan.
And that's the reason the land is called Canaan, by illegally it's called Canaan, see, right? That's illegally. You know, if you do something illegally, you know, you go down in Durham City Hall and they say, hey, you illegally walk through a door and you do everything, get back out that door, don't you? All you got to hear that word called illegally doing something. You get out the way, don't you? That's what they did, see, right? So Noah called it only because Noah was told on in the ninth chapter on page 48, or the ancient book or the Jubilees, he was told a 14. That's why he said, curse be Canaan. All he was doing was repeating what he was told. So he knew that when he was told back in the day before they was basically born, you know, he already knew. And when he seen it getting ready to unfold, that's why you can, you know, you can see the signs of things before it happened if you understand the Bible saying. You can see things unfolding themselves before just by being in the midst of a conversation. That's what I told the brother in class. But, you know, I can't even trust you with 3-year-old to teach. Because you're all over the place. Huh? Because you're all over the place. You know. You're not a great note taker at all. Your mind's somewhere else. How can you help a 3-year-old when your mind's somewhere else? So,
in the ninth chapter. What does it say in verse 14 and 15? See, all he was doing was quoting, and when it came to pass, when he seen it dumped off, he already knew that it was already told him in advance. What it says in the ninth chapter. See, and you look at the things going on today, what's going on in the world today. All the stuff going on in the world today. You got to understand something. Yahweh's word going to stand. So you see anybody skinning, grinning, and they out of pocket, they can find $10, and they got big fat mouth going, and, you know, they don't obey what the book is saying, and off in somebody else's land. You already know that he ain't going to be. Because you can read it. Look what it says over here in verse 14 and 15. What does it say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of
Jubilees, chapter 9, verse 14 and 15.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 9, verse number 14, verse 15 reads. Book of Jubilee 9, verse number 14. Noah's blessing, verse 14. Thus the sons of Noah divided unto their sons in the presence of Noah their father. He bound them all by an oath, imprecating the curse, and everyone that sought to seize the portion which had not fallen to them by their lives. Verse 15. They all said, so be it, for themselves and their families, forever, throughout their generations, till the day of judgment, on which Yahweh shall judge them with the sword and with fire. All the unclean wickedness of their errors, when they have filled the earth with sin, unclean, fornication, and sin.
Mm-hmm. So you see, and you disobey and you don't follow the rules and regulations. Now let's go to Judges chapter 1, verse 27 through 30 and 36. Judges 1, but before you read that, look what Yahweh says. See, what we trying to tell you, see, right here. You want love and happiness? Why don't you do what the Bible tells you to do? Why don't you get in your position according to the Bible, and love and happiness is on the way. In his ammo plus body until he shut us down. Why don't you do something the man got on the table? Now, before we read Judges, he told Kenny he's going to be on the curse. We're going to read that article about this thing. And see, when we read things that's going on today, if we got our foundation, we understand that. Hey, brother, I don't care what y'all on. You lose. Yahweh said something in the book called Exodus 23, verse 23. What did he say in Exodus 23, verse 23?
Book of Exodus 23, verse number 23 reads, for my minister spirit shall go before you and bring you in unto the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
And I will cut them off. He said, look here, all the Canaanite descendants, if you obey me, he said, he gonna cut them off. What it says in Numbers chapter 15, 15 and 16. Look what he says, see, right here. Look what he says in Numbers chapter 15, 15 and 16. See, you got to understand one thing. That's why you got to ask the elders, and they job is to tell you up front. Tell you up front. And you all boys do is obey. Teach the children up front. Numbers 15, 15, and 16 says what?
The book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse number 15, verse number 16 reads. Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse number 15. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you. An ordinance for every your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. Verse 16. One Torah reception and one manna shall be for you, and for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
You hear the man just said? He said, one way, he said, teach your loved ones one way you fathers find the elders, help, okay, with well, ain't but one way, and the one way would do what for you in 2 Corinthians 7:21-23. If we understand it ain't but one way, then we read second book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21-23. What that say, Bubba, I'll tell you, man.
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21-23 reads, the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse number 21. For Yahweh have given straight Torah instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Verse 22. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him, and imagined vain things. Verse 23, and deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, and said of the Most High Yahweh, that he is not, and do not his ways.
You see that? You see what we do? We still try to find a loophole in the word of the Father, Pastor, Son, to the minister spirit, to the seer, down to the elders, elders to the teachers, to the fathers, and to the mothers, and to the children. It ain't no loophole in the sea, right? If you obey the protocol and you understand you got to go by the protocol and stand on it. What are you saying in Exodus 33, verse 2? Let me show you. Case in point. What did he say? Exodus 33, verse 2. Now, I'm showing you. Now, watch Yahweh talk, he will speak in advance. Exodus 33, verse 2. What do you say?
Okay, Exodus 33, verse 2 reads, I will send a minister spirit before you. And I will drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.
Did you say he will do? He said, all you got to do, obey. I'm going to send a missile spirit and drive them out. You know, I'm going to drive them out. Exodus 34, verse 11. Listen to this. See, this is Yahweh talking in advance. They've got half the distance. They just come up out of Egypt. Look what he's telling in 34, verse 11.
Okay, Exodus 34, verse number 11. Observe that which I command you this day. Behold, I drive out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.
I drive them out. He said, listen, he said, observe this now. I'm going to drive them Canaanites out. In 10:15, we read he got 12 songs. All 12 songs had a piece of the action. And so the Israel, he had 12 sons. So the 12 sons had both, remember what Yahweh said, if you do right, I'm going to drive them out. Now you hear the man say it? I'm going to drive them out. Now we're going to Judges 1, 27-30 and 36. You know what our problem is? We got so much fat mouth going. Why don't you just obey what the Bible is saying? Huh? That's how we got to get in order. Now, you heard what Yahweh said. You told the seer to tell them elders. Elders go tell them fathers. Fathers tell them mothers. And mothers tell them children. I'm going to drive out them Canaanites. And 10:15 is 12. He got 12 sons. And the 12 sons, you heard Yahweh told you to do, right? Judges chapter 1, 27. To 30 and 36. Let's see what happened.
The book of Judges, chapter 1. Verse 7.
Yeah, 27 down to verse 30 and 36. Judges chapter 1, verse 27 down to verse 30 and 36. What do you say there, brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Judges, chapter 1, verse number 27. Neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shalim. In her time, nor Tanakh, in her time, nor the inhabitants of Dor, in her time, nor the inhabitants of I believe in her time. Lord, it happens a Megiddo in her time. But the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Verse 28. It came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute and did not utterly drive them out. Verse 29. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gerza, but the Canaanites dwelt in Gerza among them. Verse 30. Neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Keturah, nor the inhabitants of Nahaloim, Nahalel, but the Canaanites dwelt among them and became tributaries. Verse 36. And the coast of the Amorites was from the going up to Akrabim, from the rock and upward.
Now look at that. Man with all his power, we read that this man's name alone is YHWH, the man that made the heaven and the earth, gave you an order. Drive out the Canaanites. Canaanites is 12 sons. And Genesis 10, we're not reading it. 15, you read for yourself, WCC. I mean, where is that? 10, 15, you read it. 12 sons. He said, children of Israel, drive them out. I'm going to drive them out. All you got to do is make sure your mind is right and you follow my lead and I'll take it from there. So you see what we've all been did? Follow the order, the instructions of Yahweh. Drive them Canaanites and his 12 sons out. What we did, we did opposite of it, and just like he's telling us right now. He's telling us right now. Put your fringes on. I made the fringes for you to put them on. You still got your mouth going. No fringes. Keep my Sabbath day. You cameo my Sabbath day. You're doing everything contrary to Yahweh. I tell you obey. I tell you treat that woman like she's a tender woman. And you over there busting and talking that smack with her. Obey the Bible. If we just obey the Bible, we're going to all see some good stuff to help those that got ear to ear. But you see what the children of Israel did? He didn't drive nobody out. Now you want to kick them in the rear and tell them go get me a pitcher of water and come on back here. Fox, got the taste out your mouth if I see your eye ain't looking straight. You see what we did? We both be able to catch things according to the Bible. But you got to have agreement in your family to be able to teach the Bible and listen. We're going to go by the Bible. Let's find this Bible saying, I'm going to get in my place according to the Bible and you're going to get in your place according to the Bible. And that's what we're going to do. Right? So it goes Judges 2, verse 1 and 2. Then he says something else. And then what the man says, now then don't bring out our articles and we're going to read and then I'm going to go and give me a cup of rags and get to wipe it on my eyes. With all this understanding, look what Yahweh says in Judges 2, verse 1 and 2. He's going to send a great big mental spirit again and go eyeball to eyeball with Hoshea, polluted for Joshua, eyeball to eyeball with it. And look what he said here. Judges 2, 1 and 2.
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads. Look at Judges chapter 2, verse number 1. The minister spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you into the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I would never break my covenant with you. Verse number 2. You shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land, you shall throw down their altar, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
Why? Why you won't follow the instructions that I got written in this Bible? Why is you gonna let somebody come and go somewhere, then come back with something contrary to the Bible, and you go hook, line, and sinker with? Why would you sit there and listen to those that ain't using the four letters? If these are four letters, it ain't nothing happening. According to Yahweh, the four letters, that's the ball game.
This got to be taught. So I have to lead by example. If you're not using the four letters, then you ain't got nothing to say according to teaching, because it's contrary to the Bible. So now we get ready to read a couple of these articles about all these dreams and everything. We'll get to that later. You're supposed to catch this like a big elephant in your kitchen. That's how you're supposed to catch it. This is a conversation. It should never happen. But we're going to read it anyway. We got, you gave your dress code. Your dress code is fringes. That's in the note between you and him. You're supposed to never leave home without some fringes on. You want the blessing of Yahweh, it is the fringes. Everything, you're supposed to have some on with fringes on if you want to do it up in the house and out of the house, have some fringes on. Huh? Because you never know what, do you know what he said in 7 verse 6 of St. John? He made a final statement in 7 verse 6. And we're gonna get to this circle 7 Quran in a minute. What he says in 7 verse 6 and the book of Isaiah 34:16, then we're gonna get our circle 7 Quran on the table. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
It was gonna say John 7, verse number 6. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
You see the man said? Why would you study keep on fumbling around with this man? He said, I know my time, that's what he said. But your time is always ready. I might smack a knot on your head in any given second. You go fall out in them branches, too. Boom. You don't see yourself, man. Brother said in class, he said, how long brother, you will wear them princes every chance you get, slipping on over something, make sure the princes shown, brother. This is a cruel world out here, brother. You better understand something. Princes is your out card and Torah instruction. You don't leave on one of them. You left out of heaven. We'll see what you do next Saturday. Now, what it says in 34:16, and it tells you something off the top. So you got to be book up what it says in 34, verse 17.
The book of Isaiah 34:16 reads, think you heard the book of Yahweh read, no one of these shall fail, none shall want a mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and the spirit, it has gathered them.
So you North Americans, South, East, West Americans, that really is Israelite descent, whoever stands before you will be using the name and talking out of this book. This book. If you bring up any other book, you're supposed to reject that. This is contrary to the teaching of our mighty one, brother. It ain't no other book. It's no make to this book. You can't sit around and have a seventh circle Quran, 64 pages, waiting on me. You got to talk to me out of this book. You're going to grab your wife and the baby, say, I'm going by my business. And I ain't got nothing but curse over me, and I'm going to curse everybody to come in contact with me. Now let's go, now let's go and see what happens. With all that we'll put on table, now let's go see what happens. We're going to the circle of 7 Quran by Noah Girardi. He put 64 pages together after he come out of Egypt with a great big old dream. He had a dream, see, right? He had a dream, and he went to Egypt. Whatever way he got there, we tell you another time about that. They blindfolded him, and he had him a nice dream, and they say, he put 64 pages together, coming up out of Egypt now, and now they call this the Holy Quran. First of all, when you hear the word called Holy Quran, you say, wait a minute, that ain't good. The King James Bible is no, but you, I ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing to say to me, period. I'm gone. Ain't nothing for you to say. But we gonna go here. But we try to instruct you, see right here. That if you offer to anything besides this book, put
put it down, see, right? You're not going to receive your blessing and those that come in contact with you unless it's out of this book. Now let's find out what happened. I'm through talking about Yahdai Israel. You got it from 12 down to 20 and 45 through 47. I'm just going to drink me some herbal tea and wipe my eyes and see what happens. Come on.
I'm reading from the Holy Quran. Of the Moorish Science Temple of America, divinely prepared by the noble prophet Drew Ali.
Well, hold that point. You say, what's the name is the word again now? What is it called? Moorish what?
The Moorish Science Temple of America.
Now, what did Yahweh say about that? Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Now, see, you know, I'm just going to lay back and rev back for a minute. But he said, yes, here, don't lay back yet until you drop me down 20 and 21. Then lay back. What it says in 1 Timothy chapter, you can get the same spirit too if you do right. Chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. Let's just say here. So he says, Moorish Science Temple of America, right? What did Yahweh say behind that? 1 Timothy 6:20-21.
The book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 and 21 read. Book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to your trust. Avoid profane and vain babbling in opposition of science, falsely so called. Verse 21, the some professors have erred concerning the covenant. Mercy be with you. Hallelujah.
Ain't that something? You hear the man just say it? He said that science that you got is falsely so-called. That's a question, see, right? If you deal with science, science is a falsely so-called. That's a crapshoot. It might go either way, see, right? It might go right. It might. See, you working with a crapshoot. Got it? Science is falsely so-called. It's a crapshoot. Moorish Science Temple of America is a so-called. It's a crapshoot, see, right? You might and you might not. That's how you gonna roll. That's up to you. I'm through with it, brother. Y'all die, Israel. Pray for that and be quiet and you gonna knock it out. I'm through with it. Come on.
I read from the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America, divinely prepared by the noble Prophet Drew Ali. I'm reading chapter 12, and it reads, Yahweh the Son, polluted the word Jesus, teaches the common people at a spring, tells them how to obtain eternal happiness. Verse number one, in silent meditation, Jesus sat beside a flowing spring. It was a righteous day, and many people of the servant cast were near the place. Verse 2. And Jesus saw the hard-drawn lines of toil on every brow and every hand. There was no look of joy in any face. Not one of all the group could think of anything but toil. Verse 3. Yahweh the Son polluted where Jesus spoke to one and said, why you also said, have you no happiness in life? Verse number 4. The man replied, we scarcely know the meaning of that word. We toil to live and hope for nothing else but toil and bless the day when we can see our toil and lay down and rest in Buddha's city of the dead.
Hold on, brother, y'all got Israel. Skip down to verse 12 through 20 for time's sake. 12 through 20, brother, y'all got Israel.
Chapter 12,
Yeah, 12 through 20. You know, we talked about after I said pick it up at verse 12, and I said pick it up verse 12 and take it down to verse 20. You know, we were talking about on the last Sabbath day there, Brother Young Daniel. You thought I forgot about that, didn't you? We didn't forget about that. Huh?
Which chapter was it?
Well, we haven't got away from it now, but Brother Yagdai Israel. But we know we're talking about it eyeball to eyeball. I said, okay, well, I said, you have to start that at 12, and we'll take it down to verse 20.
All right. I got you, sir.
Hallelujah.
Not in the Holy Quran.
Hallelujah. All right. We bring out verse 12 down to verse 20. Let's see what we're working with there.
I like stuff like that. You know, see, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something. When you make a statement, don't think like and the sinner here win of it, he don't forget it. He just wait for the proper time for it to come back out. Okay. He's very in tune with the six and on account. I got my eye on you, no doubt about it. When you talk, I listen real good. And take notes, too. 12 through 20 says what?
Yeah, I'm reading from the papyrus paper, and it reads, verse number 12. As a narration of events has now brought me to this point, it is necessary to go back and explain from where the nation of the Moors came to Libya and how they settled there. Verse 13. When the Israelites, who they were Hebrews, had left Egypt and had come near the boundaries of Palestine, the land of Canaan, Moses, a wise man who led them on the journey, died. The leadership passed to Oshea, who they were Joshua, the son of Nun, who led the people into the land of Canaan, who they were Palestine, by the station of valor in war greater than is natural for a man. He gained possession of the land. Verse 14. After overthrowing all the nations, he easily won the city. It seemed to be altogether invincible. Verse 15. Now at that time, the whole country along the sea, from Zidon as far as the boundaries of Egypt, was called Phoenicia. Verse 16. In ancient time, one king ruled over it, as is agreed by all. We have written the earliest account of the Phoenicians. Verse 17. In that country there lived very populous tribes, the Gergesites, Jebusites, and some with other names by which they are called in the history of the Israelites, through the word Hebrew. Verse 18. When this people saw that the invading general was irresistible, they immigrated from their ancestral home and moved to Egypt, which adjourned their country. Verse 19, finding there no place sufficient for them to live in, given that there has been a great population in Egypt from ancient times, they proceeded to Libya. Verse 20, they established numerous cities and took possession of the whole land of Libya, as far as the Pillar of Erkrakal, and they had lived there even up to my time, using the Phoenician tongue. Verse 21. They also built a fortress in Namibia, where now is the city called Tigris. Verse 22. In that place are two stelae made of white stone near the great spring, have a Phoenician ladder cut in there, which say in the Phoenician tongue, we are they who fled from before the face of Oshea, who the word Joshua, the robber, the son of Nun.
What they call you?
It's a seer, right? The son of Nun, they got it on written on two pillars. They call Joshua the robber. And that is a mindset today. They teach us out of the Quran. They teach us out of the places that they had to go to. The children of Israel is robbers. they beat us out of our land. But see, we know that, but we called the robbers, see, right? Because what did he do in verse 18? Listen to verse 18 again. You see, why don't we know something that the other nation call us the robbers? I mean, we put a heavy boot down. We had the almighty powers before us, and we can read, and all that we did read, we told Brother Hoshea, he asked Yahweh, they look just like me, and it's getting dark, and if it gets dark, they ain't gonna be seeing them, and they ain't gonna be seeing me. He said, I'll tell you what I do. I leave the sun bright where you can see every last one of them Canaanites, and I want you to whoop them good. And he whooped them good. He whooped them so good, they said, what in verse 18? What they say? See, this is when he was whooping them, see, right? Then what they call him in verse 18?
Verse number 18. When this people then saw that the invaded general was irresistible, they emigrated from their ancestral home and moved to Egypt.
They say he was irresistible. They said, look here, this man, he had the spirit of Yahweh worship with him. He was whooping up as bad as he could see him. And they got up out of there. You know, remember his father told him, don't go down in that land? Now they already had permission now to get up in that land. And when they got over to Egypt, that's when they form all these names they got now called. Give me some of the names. I'll tell you what. Come on back and give me that 45-47. We'll close out with that. And that Circle Quran. Skip down to verse number 45-47, and we'll close out with that. So you see right? You used to be irresistible on whooping some. Oh, when you had your Yahweh, right? Now we can't even win a dog fight now. We can't win nothing. You know why? Because we won't obey what was written. He told Joshua, get down there and drive them out. You know what he did? They put it on their white stone. He was irresistible. He whooped us so bad that we hardly found a place to go and recover up there in Egypt. And that's where he went. South Africa. Went back to the other lands. They over there in South Africa. They everywhere now. But we were all 12 tribes. But they got their history knowing you a robber. And you know what? Every chance they get today, they do you in, but you don't know it. Anytime you get outside the Bible and you do the Quran or any of them old books that outside the Bible, they do you in. And they know it. That's why they put up stuff and you go. Because they got pretty seats in it, and good air conditioning, and good heat. And they talk about we're going to bring out the five-pointed star and show you where that came from. We're going to try and show you everything you need to know, see, right? It's up to you. What it says over there in Divine 7 Circles and pick up verse 45. Let's talk some more of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Listen to this right here, verse 45. XLV. Yeah, what did it say?
I'm looking at the Holy Quran of the Boris Science Temple of America. Chapter 45 reads, the divine origin of the Asiatic nations. Verse number 1. The fallen sons and daughters of the Asiatic nations of North America need to learn to love instead of hate and to know of their highest self and lower self. This is the unifying of the Holy Quran of Mecca for teaching and instruction all Moorish Americans. Verse number 2. The key of civilization was and is in the hands of the Asiatic nations, the Moorish, who were the ancient Moabites and the founders of the holy city of Mecca. Verse number 3. The Egyptians, who were the Hamites, and of a direct descendant of Mizraim, the Arabian, the seed of Hagar, Japanese and Chinese. Verse 4, the Hindus of India, the descendants of ancient Canaanites, Hittites, Moabites from the land of Canaan. Verse 5, the Asiatic nations and countries in North, South, Central America, the Moorish Americans, Mexicans in North America, Brazil, Argentina, Chile in South America. Verse 6, Colombians, Nicaraguans, and the natives of San Salvador in Central America. All of these are Muslims. Verse number 7, true descendants of Hagar, who are the chief protectors of the Islamic creed of Mecca, beginning from the Muhammad the First, founder of the uniting of Islam by the command of the great universal God, Allah.
46.
Verse number 40, chapter 46.
Yes, sir. 46, 47. Wait a second.
Chapter 46, verse number 1. The beginning of Christianity, verse 1. The foundation of Christianity began in Rome. Roman nation founded the first church, of whom crucified Jesus of Nazareth. For seeking to redeem his people from under the Roman yoke and law. Verse 2. Polluted where Jesus himself was of the true blood of ancient Canaanites, Moabites, and the inhabitants of Africa. Verse 3. Seeking to redeem his people in those days from the oppression of the pale-skinned nation of Europe. Rome crucified him according to their law. Verse 4. The Europe had peace for a long time until Muhammad the First came upon the scene and fulfilled the works of Jesus of Nazareth, polluted word. Verse 5. The holy teaching of Jesus, polluted word, was to the common people to redeem them from under the great pressure of the hands of the unjust, that the rulers and the rich would not oppress the poor. Also that the lion and the lamb may lay down together, neither would be hurt when morning came. Verse 6. These teachings were not accepted by the rulers, neither by the rich, because they love the principles of the Ten Commandments. Verse 7. Through the Ten Commandments, the ruler and the rich live while the poor suffer and die. Verse number 8. The lamb is the poor people. The lion is the rulers and the rich. And through love, true peace, freedom, and justice, all men are one and equal to seek their own destiny and to worship under their own vine and fig tree, after the principle of the holy and divine laws of their forefathers. Verse number 9. All nations of the earth in these modern days are seeking peace, but there is but one true and divine way that peace may be obtained. In these days, and it is through love, true peace, freedom, justice, being taught universally to all nations and all lands.
What is up?
Chapter 47, and it reads, Egypt, the capital, empire of the dominion of Africa. Verse number 1, the inhabitants of Africa are the descendants of the ancient Canaanites from the land of Canaan.
Good, right there. That's what I'm going to, and read verse 3 again. And read verse 3, 46:3.
46, chapter 46, verse 3. Seeking to redeem his people in those days from the pressure of the pale-skinned nation of Europe, Rome crucified him according to their laws.
Wait a minute. Verse 4 then.
Verse number 4. The Europe had peace for a long time until Muhammad the First came upon the scene and fulfilled the works of polluted word Jesus.
Yeah, well, verse 2. That's what I want. Verse 2. Now, listen to verse 2. We close out with verse 2. Listen to verse 2. What do you say here?
Verse number 2. Polluted word Jesus himself was of the true blood of the ancient Canaanites, Moabites, and the inhabitants of Africa.
You hear the man say? He said the true blood. Oh, they got the name wrong. That the mighty one took on the bloodline of the Canaanites. That is the truth. That is the teaching, see, right here. They teach that the bloodline of the one you call
that they call Jesus. He is a bloodline Canaanite. All right, that ain't enough to make you want to wipe your eyes behind it. A bloodline Canaanite? And you got that divine from heaven? Brother Yahweh Israel, we'll catch the winds tonight, and we really should play music the rest of the night, but we'll keep on going. What's your closing statement behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The other way is rolling out. See Israel. See Roy. Free word keep to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now you hear that, see Roy. The 64th page of Nova Juali. That out of that come Marcus Garvey and Marcus Garvey. And they were a 1-2 punch. Malcolm X come out of that line, and Malcolm X, Louis Farrakhan, Elijah Muhammad all come out that same understanding. The one you call Jesus is a bloodline of the Canaanites. Now, you know, if that ain't enough to make you want to wipe your eyes and say, I'll be doggone. See, right? What can we say? When you transgress against Yahweh, that's why everything works for you. That's why they accept all type of restaurants in your area, all types of everything that you need. They got it all because you sin against the covenant that opened the door for all these things to happen. But you even want to reverse it? Stop sinning. Get in where you've been in that. Understand one thing. If the name YHWH, I ain't in it. If it ain't no YHWH with the Bible on the table, we ain't got no part of it. Don't want to hear it, ain't got no part of it. Either YHWH or bus. If you understand that, see, right, then Yahweh gonna intervene. But if you don't take the lead role and make that adjustment according to anointed leadership, you lose. You slow up the process. We leave it right there to go and find out how to get his closing statement before we crank up that great big old pal talk room and any questions or comments or change anything. Just get in the room and put your name down and say, okay, I got something to say. You respond to you. No, I'm not going to respond. I'm just going to take notes. I'm a great note taker only. All I am is a note taker. After I get through with this, I'm going to listen. Take notes. But if you in any place, if the Bible is in place, I don't care what book, if it ain't YHWH, you slowing down the process. We read it ain't for one name or bus. That's it. You ain't got nothing to say to me if there ain't no YHWH involved. Because I'm doing hurt myself. And Yahweh, he told you what to do to anybody that's contrary to the YHWH. In the mind, you drive them out. No, you don't push and share with nobody. But in your mind, you drive them out. In your mind. It might be mama, daddy, Uncle Leroy, or Betty, Auntie Betty. Drive them out in your mind. Are you holding back the blessing of yourself and everybody come in contact with you? You see what he says? I'm going to find out how to bring them in. They're going to tell you about what he can tell you. And we'll bring the mothers in. And the mother's going to say something to you. It's up to you. Hey, Mr. Tails, what's your closing statement is during the clock? Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. I was just sitting back, getting your ear full of Yahweh. Almost got sad because you finished talking. I was just being revealed unto the word quite a bit. I hope everybody else was. But anyway, as I might say, we have to think about what it tells us in 2 Ezra chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Verse 7 says, enters therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall. Like there is fire on the right and on the left, deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, between the fire and the water, so small that could only one man go there at once. So this is where we're trying to make it, in that narrow path. You veer left or veer right, you're going to go off of Yahuwah's path. So we want to stay on that path, because we know we all came to hear the things that most of us here can understand. And some listening, they never can. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding possible. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know there's too many people out there that camouflage evil or confused teachings. An overly loud bump the gums contest. I do have a scripture about that too that I'll get into later. They use that for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. And welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's words, connecting the books as we usually do for your Bible education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And this is done because we know you have not. This is information you came to seek, and now you found out what you sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, and the current time of that is starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and our online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any one of your search engines. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to what the Bible scriptures say in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We do have a calendar. Also check that while you're there. Help keep your friends and family and self in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. Right on the search line, type 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into the live online broadcast. We're also using 2 email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m. except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahqua Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, as we previously mentioned by this year, during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahqua be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to win that Bump the Gums contest, you're going to miss all the Yahqua's glory, which is said unto you, as I mentioned earlier. An example of that is mentioned in the verse of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13. He or she that answers a matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her. Well, we don't want to do that. We want to get a belly full of Yahqua. So we want to keep those Bibles open. We still got a lot to learn on this program. I'll pass our seeker back to pass our program back to our steer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua. Well, that's actually, you know, got a lot of memos in, but what I'm trying to tell you, Sierra, you know, our problem is that we don't obey. And Yahqua is not going to do his part until you do your part. That's why the order must be in order, and the order got to make sure you make a decision according to the Bible. Make a decision according to the Bible. Order. That's it. All right. Excellent again, Elder. We'll catch you on our Pal Talk. And if they got any questions or comments or anything, we don't say it or anybody else will say it. You got that covered. And like I said again, I'm all ears on that broadcast. I ain't going to say jack. I tell you one thing. I don't mean I don't check him up. All right. We're going to find the Moses and bring him in. See, one thing about you, I don't say something. You know, I remember the bullies come to class, and I asked a brother a question. I said, brother, I know you come to help me out and everything, but what spirit you got on you, bro? And you never know what spirit he got on him. See, and that's in this thing about senior. It's about having an upfront spirit, and an upfront spirit, that's the key. It ain't about seniority. The reason why the mothers is called mothers, you can find these mothers out of Camp 1 got the same spirit time you see them. The same spirit. You know, I ain't never have to ask, what spirit you got on you there, mother? Mother, D.F. Israel, Mother Eve, Mother Z, what kind of spirit you got on you this week? I don't see that. I see the same spirit every time I've seen them, and it's gold for some time. And that's the key, and that's how you set up things. What spirit are you working with? You got to see, when we come on this network, we know we hit on every side, but you got to bring the same spirit. You know what you're going to get. I say, bro, what kind of spirit you got on you this time? Well, you know, well, see? But one thing about it, when you hear the mothers on this national radio, if you go back and play every time you hear them on there, you hear the same spirit. You come to the classes, the mothers got the same spirit. You don't hear no spirit with this spirit way up and this spirit way down. Got the same spirit. That's how you sit up there. Same spirit, see, right? In your kitchen, learn something. It ain't about seniority. About, well, I've been driving the bus 30 years. Yes, that's seniority. You can go bump whoever you want to bump. If you're driving the bus 30 years, you can do what you want to do. You say, look here, I want that rock right there. I've been on this bus 30 years. Well, this person ain't got but half of that time. Well, you can bump them. But when it comes down to just says Yahuwah, it ain't about seniority. It's about you having the right spirit. You got to have the same spirit every time you show up. That's when we know Yahuwah working with you.
You got no up and down spirits. Now, take notes and learn from it. We're going to find the mothers out of Camp Ron and bring Mother Z in. And Mother Z going to tell you something, whatever you got while I'm putting myself on tell you something. Why don't you take notes and listen? You will learn. You younger women and you mixed women and whatever, learn something when the mothers got something to say. These is wise mothers. They are tell you how to help yourself. When you meet the mothers out of Cameroon, Mother Z, tribe of God, God, Judah. That's why BJC, right?
Yeah, well, bless and keep you, seer Israel, all right, you see. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I know Yahweh put on some of these telesmas and all this. See, we come on this network. We're not here just to be bumping gum. We trying to help you. We can save you a many headaches if you obey. And that's why the mothers on every broadcast. Every time you hear the sin on, you bet you'll hear the mothers on. So Mother Z, whatever you want to tell this master and audience, you got the clock. And you're on the clock. Take your time. Come out.
I'm going to read for the next in the audience tonight from a Psalm 118. It's starting at verse 1. Give thanks unto the Yahweh, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Verse 2. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Verse 3. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Verse 4. Them now that fear the Yahweh say that his mercy endures forever. Verse 5. I call upon the Yahweh in my distress. The Yahweh answered me and set me in a level place. Verse 6. The Yahweh is on my side. The Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear, but what can man do unto me? Verse 7. The Yahweh take my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Verse 8. It is better to trust in the Yahweh than to put confidence in man. Verse 9. It is better to trust in the Yahweh than to put confidence in princes. Verse 10. All the nation compared me about, but in the name of the Yahweh will I destroy them. Verse 11. They compared me about, yea, they compared me about, but in the name of the Yahweh, I will destroy them. And I'm going to read for the last verse, Psalms 118, verse 23. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Marvelous in our eyes. Verse 24. This is the day which Yahweh has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank Yahweh. And I would just like to say to the national order, we don't put our trust in Yahweh like we need to, and we don't trust Yahweh like we need to trust him. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hey, that's my position. See, like I said, say it right here. You know, we know we're the ministry to take this thing to the next level. And that's the kind of spirit you got to have. You got to be upfront on what you're working with, and you got to make sure you clear that you had an up and down spirit, backbiting, murmuring, complaining spirit. And you got a backbiting, murmuring, complaining spirit, it's no place for you. because that spirit ain't going to work. Yahweh ain't going to allow that spirit to work. You got to have a spirit like the mothers out of Camelot. Matter of fact, you ought to hear the rest of the mothers out of other camps. Same spirits. Same spirits. And that's what we're talking about. But if you got a murmur, backbiting, complaining spirit, that's not of Yahweh. That's of Satan the devil. That's of Satan the devil. It got nothing to do with age. It's got something to do with you having the right spirit and thus says Yahweh. Want to hear some more? I want to hear some more. Let me see how you hear me a little bit more. Let me see how I find Mother E. We're looking for Mother E. I don't see it right now, but let me see how I find Mother E around somewhere. And we're going to hear Mother E, see what Mother E. What did the Almighty put on her to tell this national audience? So when you meet the mothers out of Cameron, Mother E, tribe of Yahdan Judah. Mother E, that's why I beat you there, see you right.
Yes, and then it's here.
Hallelujah. Why? So now, what we trying to tell you, see, right? We come humble, because we know we the ministry is to get you on the track. That's why every organization can come and they look for you, just like these people with these stores, they come looking for you. They come everywhere looking for you. Why? Because they know you got no foundation. Yahweh tell you one way to be, then you got to read where the Muslim says that all men is created equal in the Constitution. It might be so, but not according to the Bible. You know, according to the Bible, that's not so. According to the Bible, it's not so. That's the point we're making. According to this book, all men and women is not created equal. He got an order, a protocol about it, and we might read that after we find out what Mother E got to say. Mother E, tribe of Yahdan Judah. Yahweh beat you that scene right. Let's see if we find out. Let's see what's going on. Tell you what, we'll come back to Mother E. Hallelujah. All right, there, Mother E. My mother, we got a national audience. I mean, it's packed to the rim. There's 195 international countries all in this room. It's flashing on the international side, 112-174. I mean, the world is listening. Everybody want to hear what Mother E got to say. Mother E, what you going to tell this national audience? You want to clock them out.
Okay, I'm reading from from Acts, chapter 3, and verse 1. And it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, were carried up for chariot, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them, and entered into the temple. Verse 3, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked at alms, and said, money. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on up. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Yahweh the Son of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Verse 10. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Verse 8. And he leaped up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising Yahweh. And all the people saw him walking and praising Yahweh and they knew that it was he which sit for alms at the beautiful gates of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed, Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's Great Wonder. And when they saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look you so honest on us, as though by our own power of righteousness that we made this man to walk?" But what they is really saying, that it wasn't the power of him that made him to walk. It was the power of Yahweh the Son. So it's telling you, if you got any diseases, any sickness, that Yahweh the Son is a healer. If you be telling us about the fringes, the lady with the issue, she had an issue of blood, and she said if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she knows she'll be made whole. So if you telling us about these fringes, if we wear these fringes, it's a help to us, because Yahweh can look and see that we have on these fringes. And so if we sick and we want to be healed, we got to pray that we can just touch the hem of his garment. We know we're not going to just reach up and touch him, but we know through the Spirit that we can touch him. Through faith, which is the Spirit, we can touch him and we'll be healed. If we believe in him, we got to believe in him and trust him and do the things that he told us to do in order to be touched by him and healed by him. Hallelujah.
Now, I was going to tell you, see, right? See, that's the kind of spirit we're talking about. See, there ain't nothing to rehearse. Ain't no sit around and round tables. You got it, you know. And if you don't have it, ask Yahweh to give it, to give you that spirit that's in the 51st chapter of Psalms. He said, "Yahweh, give me that clean spirit. I don't want to keep on continuing being a backbiter, murmur, complainer. I'm always backbiting somebody, murmur, complaining. I want to get in order too." See? And that's when Yahweh will say, "Now that person all right. Because we can watch them from the page of the Bible. Them up and down spirits, and I ain't going to obey." "What you mean obey? I'm grown." "No, the Bible says you got to obey." Obey, see, right? Obey the protocol in the Bible, then Yahweh will intervene. Once you understand that spirit you're talking about, obey the protocol of the Bible. That's when Yahweh will intervene. As long as you got that puffed up spirit, backed by the murmur complaining, you ain't got nothing coming. You're going to store yourself in time to come and anybody to hear your voice. That's up to you. We're going to find Mother D.F. Israel. See, one thing about it, we come on that way 6 nights a week. The mothers be there. Elders be there. Teachers be there. We here for one reason. We're not here for no pastor on the back. We're trying to show you what to look for, what to expect, and what results behind it if you do what the man got rid of his mom. We read on in Psalm 83, didn't we? He said, "Only one name." So how are you sitting there listening to a conversation in the name of somebody else's name? Don't you know the man got it written that when it's all said and done, if you ain't got my name, I'm going to kill you? The man, you think he just that's in the book just to be in the book? He's telling you up front, if you ain't got the bold letters right, I'm going to kill you. Mama, I'm going to kill mama, daddy, uncle, everybody. And when I wake you up, I'm going to kill you again because you're going to the bath. Don't the man the same? And we can read. Living like that. So we're going to find Mother Dear of Israel. And she's been talking to the nice Northern. Another mother out of Camp 1. Remember, we got mothers in all of and 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. But that time is coming. Huh? To tell you something. We here to tell you what this man is saying. If you listen, you'll get help. If you keep that bad spirit you got, don't know which one you're going to bring to the table, you lose. Pay attention to the mothers. Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, this station is packed to the rim and got more memos coming in as we speak. But Mother D.F. Israel, whatever you got to tell us on the national audience, you take your time and get in that microphone and you tell them what Yahweh put on you to tell them of this national audience. You're on the clock, come on.
Well, I want to speak on this holiday that's coming up, this pagan holiday, Thanksgiving. It's not for our people, Israel. It's for the other nations. And our people, Israel, flock to it more than the other nations do. I want to read First Chronicles. Chapter 16, and starting at verse 8, this is what Thanksgiving is. Okay, and it reads, this was David was talking. I'm going to start at verse 8. Give thanks unto Yahweh. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Verse 9, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Verse 10, honor you in his righteous name. Let the mind of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. Verse 11, seek Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face continuously. Verse 12, remember his marvelous work that he has done, his wonders and his judgment of his mouth. Verse 13, O you seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Israel, his chosen one. Verse 14, he is Yahweh, our Yahweh. His judgments are in all the earth. 15. Be you mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Verse 16. Even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac. Verse 17. And has conformed the same to Israel for Torah instruction and to Israel for everlasting covenant. Verse 18, saying, unto you will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. Verses 22. Saying, touch not my anointing, and do my seers no harm. Verses 25. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all Yahweh's. 26. For all the false Yahuwahs of the peoples are idols, but Yahuwah made the heavens. 27. Honor, greatness and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Verse 28. Give unto Yahuwah your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah honor and strength. 29. Give unto Yahuwah the honor due unto his name. Bring forth an offering and come before him. Worship Yahuwah in the beauty of righteousness. And I want to go to Acts chapter 8, verses 29. Then the Spirit said unto, go near and join yourself to this chariot. 30. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the seer Isaiah and said, understandest thou what you readest? 31. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Yahuwah have sent the voices of the true Israelites and gave us a seer to give you the word, to help you to understand the word. So, O Israel, take heed and listen to the words of Yahuwah and be a doer of them. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hey. Israel. Now you see what we trying to say, see, right? You see, we don't rehearse now. One thing about it, when you got that right spirit, the right spirit gonna come at you. When you got the right spirit gonna come at you. That's just the way it is, see, right? Huh? We already know what kind of spirit's gonna be on you. Take heed when the mothers come on and learn something. And check yourself, like you said, before you wreck yourself. You must have that spirit to be in that line. We're going to leave it like that on that, and we're going to see if we can get a couple of verses in now behind that. I'm seeing I piggyback on what was said a little bit with Mother E. Mother E, I want to run and see if we piggyback on something we don't heard out of just y'all three conversations. I want to run to St. John chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. Let's see what it says there, Mother E. The Almighty going to tell you something. How he operates to all the religious leaders and everything. And he don't tell you how he operates. St. John 18, 19, and 20. Mother E, what does it say?
St. John chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. St. John chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19. And Pilate wrote it. And power a child and put it on the cross and then writing was Yahuwah of Nazareth, the king of Yahweh Judah. Verse 20. This child then read, many of the Jews were the place where Yahuwah the son was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin.
Mm-hmm. Now look at that. Hebrew means some Semitic, Greek and Latin. So listen, see right here. Whatever was said from the time the book was opened and closed, it was nobody talking no Jesus. No Lord, no God. Hebrew don't have no Jesus in it. Lord God don't have none of that. In all the language that this is the only language was on the table, Steve Ray. Do you understand that? So when you start calling them and you listen at your parents, grandparents, how about the Lord gonna fix it, the Lord God, Jesus stuff. Listen, them names didn't even exist. That's out of a man's imagination. I think produced English in 449 AD. Here go the language that was spoken, Hebrew, Greek, and land. That was it. So how you getting Jesus out of there? How you got Jesus coming? Well, I'm going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. How you going to pray for me in a name that's just been cocked up when they produced the J in the 1700s? How you going to pray for me in that name? Here go the language that was there. Written in verse 20. Hebrew got no Lord God in Jesus. Greek ain't got no Lord God in Jesus. And Latin ain't got no Lord God in Jesus. And you are still supposed to land. This is just a Lord God and Jesus teaching. Shame you. And shame you, you'll tell your parents, listen, mommy, man, I'm going to burn you in the fire with the Lord God and Jesus because it didn't even exist. All right. Let's get a precept on that, Mother Eden. We'll close out with this. Let's go to Psalms chapter 118, verse 1, 2, 8 through 14, and close the statement. Listen to this. So listen. How are you going to sit there and you don't correct your parents, at least let them know, Mama, stop all that Lord God and Jesus stuff. That didn't exist. That's from a man's imagination. After they produced English in 449. The Lord ain't said nothing. The Lord ain't said nothing to you. That Satan the devil talking to you. Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Lord God and Jesus in English. How long are you going to keep on letting this father continue to be in your loved one's mouth and you hear it every day? Shame on you. Psalms chapter 18, 1, 2, 8 through 14, and close the statement of that mother. Take your time and bring it on. Come on. Psalm 118, verse 1, 2, 8 through 14, and close the statement.
Chapter 118, verses 1 and 2, and 8 to 14. Verse 1, give thanks unto the Yahweh, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Verse 8, it is better to trust in the Yahweh and to put confidence in man. Verse 9. It is better to trust in the Yahweh and to put confidence in friends. Verse 10. All nations compasses me about, but in the name of the Yahweh will I destroy them. Verse 11. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Yahweh will I destroy them. Verse 12, they compass me about like bees. They are quenched as fire, thorns, but in the name of the Yahweh will I destroy them. Verse 13, those that are trusted for at me, that I might fall, but Yahweh healed me. Verse 14, the Yahweh is my strength and strong, and he'll become my salvation.
Let's give a precept out of that real quick. Mother, we got to give a precept out of that one. Go to 1 Samuel chapter, let's get a precept. Let's see if that hold up. He said, in the name of them four letters, you're going down. We tell you every nation, every camp in the known universe, world. In the name of YHWH, you're going to lose. And you know what's going to win? Voices of the True Israelite. The one that used the name YHWH. You're all going down sooner or later because you're not using this name. Four letters. YHWH and keeping that coming. Let's close out, Mother E, and 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we'll close out in 45 and 46. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 and 46 in the closing statement. That's it. Come on.
Man, yeah. 17, verses 45 in verse 46. Verse 45 reads, then said David to the Philistines, thus cometh to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. For the sixth, this day will the Yahweh deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give thy carcass or the Philistine this day into the fowl of the air, into the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Yahweh in Israel.
Yes, the Yahweh is in Israel. One name, he talked about his people Israel. That's the ball game, see, right? I mean, that's what the Bible says. Marie, until we get back on the game on Wednesday, what your closing statement is, come on.
Okay, I'm going to read Psalm 150. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh in his temple. Thank you, Reverend. Temple. Praise him in the firmament of his house. Praise him for his mercy. Act according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpets. Praise him with the substance and heart. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with strength and string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Yahweh. Praise ye to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's Mother Z of Israel. That's Mother E, grandmother Z. Now we're going to find Mother Z of Israel and get up and get a couple of verses in. We are closing off the Wednesday night. I'm saying something, Steve, right? We come home, but it's up to you. It's up to you to make a stand and just as Yahweh. He would intervene. If you make a stand in Yahweh, Mother Z of Israel. And, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, can you pick up at verse 47 through 49? Matter of fact, take it down to 50. Let's see what it says in 47 down to verse 50. You hear that saying? Let's see what it says. You're looking at 1 Samuel 47 through 50. David says, in one name, I'm going to take your head off, big Philistine, 7 foot plus. Let's see what happened in verse 47 to 50. David is on the clock. Come on.
1 Samuel 7:47-50.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 47. And all this assembled shall know that Yahweh saved not with sword and spear, for the battle is Yahweh. And he will give you into our hand. 48. And it came to pass when the Philistines arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistines. Verse 49. And David put his hand in his bag and took there a stone and slain it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. Verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistines with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David.
Mm-hmm.
Take it right on down to 51. Take it right on down. That's too good of stuff, nothing. See, I'm saying something, right? You ain't got to have no rules. You ain't got to check and see you got a knife in your purse. All you got to have is your Yacht with you. That's the game changer you got. That's the advantage you got. It's like a 100-yard race. They tell everybody stand back 100 feet, and you go stand next to the tape. When all you got to do is just reach step and you don't want. That's how this thing is set up in your favor, and you don't see it. They got to be 100 yards back to run. You got to go stand at the finish line. Take that. And they're going to shoot the gun off, and we're going to win the championship. So that ain't fair. But Yacht, he know what he's doing. He'll told you to do one thing. Represent him the way he tell you to represent him.
Okay. First Samuel 17, verse 51. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the whatever that is thereof, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. 52. And the men of Israel and of Yahdah Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistine until thou come to the valley and to the gate of Ekron, and the wounded of the Philistine fell down by the way to the, even unto Gath and unto Ekron, 53. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tent, 54. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it unto Yahdah Judah. But he put his armor in his tent.
Read verse 51 again.
Verse 51. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the, thereof, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled.
Ain't that something? Saw they champion. If you see, what the man's saying? They champion. But all the nation right there, you think they champion. Watching that one eye saying and not doing what y'all while you think they champion. But you listen to the champions right now. And we going to show our hands to the word of y'all. What? We are the champions. You see what happened to him? They're champions. You listen to that one eye saying all day long. You ignore everything y'all written in this Bible. You following their champion. You going to go down with their champion. Mother of Israel. Give me one verse in the closing statement. What he says in Jeremiah 29:13, the closing statement. Let's give me one more in now, and we can close the statement. Let me tell you something, see, right? Whether you know it or not, you witnesses the champions right now, bosses of the two Israelites. And we show our hands through the word of Yahweh. And look what he's telling you in 29:13, the closing statement. What do you say?
Jeremiah 29:13. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your mind.
Ain't that something? You ain't gonna find him. And you ain't gonna find him. You won't find him when you get when you get your mind right, you stop being a murmur, backbiting, and complainer, and put them fringes on, keep them Sabbath days with big ears and little mouth, and obey, then Yahweh will show up there on you. That's the way it goes. Monkey of Israel, what you call the thing behind that catch y'all wins tonight? Old Sam got half the game. Come on.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, don't that make you happy, national audience? You hear what went on the day and take another eight, and you will still carry a murmuring, backbiting spirit and don't get anywhere you fit in it? Shame on you. That's all I can tell you. Shame on you. Because you're missing all the joy of the Almighty Yahweh. So it's up to you. So we're going to leave it like that. From the mothers, from the teacher elders, from all that heard them. Yahweh be with you all. We catch you all wings tonight. But if you got anything to say, you go to that international room over there in Peltop and sign your name up, get on in there and say something. The elder one here, he's coming back to you. All I'm going to do over there is take me some notes. I ain't going to say jack. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm happy by hearing the mothers. I'm happy by hearing the teachers, the elders, and everybody has something to say. Because one thing about it. The more we teach this word, the more we keep nailing that coffin down for those to hear the word of Yahweh. Get in where you fit in. Yahweh be with you all, from the mothers and all. All I can say is one thing. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on.
Shalom.
Shalom.